The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Bob Heck here with you on a Tuesday morning. Hope your day's off to a good start so far. Weather not off to a great start as far as the temperatures go. Let's take a look at the forecast.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, sunny, cold with highs in the upper 20s. West wind around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Cold with lows around 7 above. West wind around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Cold with highs in the mid-20s. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Wind chill values as low as 5 below in the morning. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
We are at a whopping 3 degrees here in Pittsfield as we get ready for another day here in the Berkshires. I thought it was supposed to be warming up a little this week, but apparently that is not the case so far. Even though I saw Kevin Sherman at the basketball game wearing shorts last night, still not getting the big warm-up that we're looking for. It's going to come eventually. I just don't know when. Thanks for tuning in to Morning Drive. I'm Bob Heck, and I'm joined this morning by Ashley Heck. Ashley, what's going on?
Hey. So if y'all don't know me, my name is Ashley Heck. I'm his daughter. Yeah.
Yeah, and we decided to go on a mission to get to every ballpark in the majors. And, I mean, Ash, talk to us about how you fell in love with baseball.
So it started off in, like, the fourth grade when my dad came into my room and he was like, hey, this Pittsfield Suns do this thing where you can host a baseball player. I was like, okay, we can do that. That sounds cool. And so we started going to more and more of the games. I was like, hey, I think I really like this sport. And so, you know, then the Suns shut down like 2 years later. So we were just kind of like bored during the summer. And so my dad was like, hey, you know, Fenway Park has this season pass thing. You can get 10 games a season. And I was like, more baseball? Let's go. And so we started going to the Red Sox games. I think that's when I, like, officially fell in love with baseball. Because, like, Fenway Park was a completely different type of stadium compared to Wacona Park that I was used to. Like, I feel like it was more wild, which is crazy to say because it's Pittsfield. But I feel like Boston is 10 times more crazier. I don't know. I think it's fun. And I like, yeah, I like watching the players. I feel like watching professional baseball also is a lot more entertaining because you can share that love with more people, like on social media and stuff. So yeah,
and this thing sort of started by accident, right?
Yeah, I'd say it started by accident. Like when I was young, I was like, why is my dad just watching guys hit balls with bats? Like I was kind of confused. But then I was like, now I'm in ninth grade, and I'm like, wow, look at that guy hit that ball with a bat.
Who are some of your favorite Red Sox players?
Oh, don't even get me started. Number 3, Marcelo Meyer. Love that fella. He's really cool. He's really good. And I'm hoping he returns. Yeah, because he got injured. This next one also got injured. Number 2 is Roman Anthony, because I know I like his skill. I feel like he's going to do big things next year, especially, yeah. And the number 1, Jaren Duran, bro. I don't know. I just love Jaren Duran. Like, I feel like he's my favorite player of possibly all time because he's skilled. Also, probably a good-looking fella. And, yeah.
So talk to us about the first stadium you went to. And, again, we sort of started this by accident. We didn't really decide we were going to go all in on this until last season, middle of last season. But talk to us about your first MLB baseball experience.
So the first stadium we went to was the Houston Astros stadium in Texas because we were going to go on a cruise ship and we were down in that area. So my dad was like, hey, we're going to baseball. I was like, ugh. And I was kind of annoyed at the time, but high key, I wish I enjoyed it more than I did back in my bad sixth grade year. But yeah, and now we're here.
And did you like that stadium? Did you get to do anything cool after the game?
Oh yeah, after the game, we got to go up into like where they do the music and stuff because my dad has a good friend up there. I think it was actually really cool. Because being able to see, like, behind the scenes of an MLB stadium, like, that's, like, a really rare experience to receive. Especially, I think I was confused at the time, but, like, now I'm like, wow, I went behind the scenes of the Houston Astros. That's crazy.
Yeah, my college buddy, Joe Francisco, is the DJ for the Houston Astros. So we got the opportunity to go into Mission Control and see all the behind-the-scenes stuff and... You know, see how they do the videos and things along those lines. So
it was really cool.
Yeah, that was wicked cool. And then the second stadium you went to,
Baltimore.
Yeah, we did that before we went to Fenway. Talk about Baltimore.
So, I feel like I liked Baltimore way more than I liked the Astros Stadium, just because before we went to the our hotel was right, had a perfect view of the stadium. We got to see
that was cool.
That was amazing. Oh my god! We also got tickets for that night. And before, because we had time that day of, so we just walked around the stadium. We checked out some of the shops. Like, I like that little shop area because it was kind of nice just walking, especially when there's not, like, a million baseball fans, like, getting drunk and, like, running around. It was kind of like, it was like a nice little peaceful walk, which is kind of rare for MLB stadiums, but, like.
Well, it was also well before the game, too.
Yeah, it was well before the game, and that's why I kind of liked it. Like, checking out, like. This is a life hack. Check out the stadium before the crowds come, because, like, you can just walk. Obviously, don't trespass and enter, but, like, walk around the outside, see what shops are there, like, maybe meet people that are also going to the game and doing the same thing. I don't know.
Yeah, and that was kind of a really cool experience, because we did have that, we were going on another cruise out of Baltimore, and we decided to go down the night before to check out an Orioles game, and actually, we were down there a couple of nights before.
Yeah, I think so.
If I remember correctly. And our hotel room had a balcony that literally looked into Camden Yards. And it was just awesome. You could see, you know, players warming up pregame. You could see them taking care of the fields and stuff like that. Were you enjoying watching some of that?
I'm going to be so honest with you. I don't think I was really paying attention at the time because, once again, my middle school self was like, ugh, baseball. But, like, yeah. I think from what I saw was cool.
And that night was interesting because they had a big rainstorm coming in.
So the tarp got taken off and we got to watch it. And it was, oh my God, it was like people run. Like seeing like, because seeing it up and close and personal is kind of cool. But seeing it from your hotel room being like, oh, the Baltimore Orioles people are taking off the tarp. The funny people are taking off the tarp.
It was also nice because we got to watch everything from our hotel room. And we didn't go to the game knowing that the storm was coming because we could see the storm off in the distance. So we didn't go to the game until after they started taking the tarp off the field, which was super nice.
Yes. So it was like we didn't have to walk all the way there just to find out, oh, game's canceled, go home, and then go back. We can just check the news by our hotel room.
And like the interesting part of that place, I mean, we go to Fenway and that place is always mobbed. And Baltimore was completely empty, especially after the rain delay.
I know. It's crazy. Like, I feel like that was the most peaceful. The Baltimore Park, I feel like, was just peaceful in general. Because, like, that was the least popular park I think we went to. We've gone to so far. That may change in the future because we have, like, a bunch of more parks to go to. But, yeah, I liked Baltimore.
Yeah, the beautiful stadium, beautiful everything. They just still really haven't drawn a lot of fans, even as that team has improved.
Yeah, kind of sad.
And then your third experience was Fenway.
Yeah, it was Fenway. I love Fenway.
What do you think of Fenway compared to some of the newer ballparks?
So, here's the thing. I feel like some of the ballparks definitely have better seating. Like, at some ballparks, you definitely will not have the opportunity to get your view of the game blocked by a green pole. But, like, I feel like Fenway Park is just up there in the ranks for me because I like a good old ballpark. Like, I grew up with Okona, and Okona's, like, 1,000 years old at this point. Not really, guys, I don't think. And so I like Fenway because they're choosing to save it as a historic relic instead of going for more modern parks, like how some of the other park, like some of the other teams are doing. I feel like that's the reason why you can't change Fenway. I feel like if someday the Red Sox is like, oh yeah, we're gonna renovate Fenway, Boston's gonna be angry. Massachusetts is going to be angry.
Well, they have done renovations, and
completely changed it.
No, they haven't completely changed it. But I mean, back when I was your age and watching games, and up until the late '90s, there were no green monster seats. That was just a net.
Well, at the same time, I feel like they still got to make that money, you know.
Yeah, they got to make that paper.
They got to make that dollar bills. But yeah, I feel like the green monster with the seating, I feel like the net just like wasn't doing it, high-key, from what I've seen online and like watching videos of old Fenway Park. I like the green monster seats, but I just wish they weren't as expensive because that's not very nice of them.
Yeah, I don't see us sitting up there anytime soon unless we get lucky with the with some tickets up there, but that would be a lot of fun.
That'd be really fun.
Nan and Grampy sat up there one time.
Yeah, because you gave them the tickets.
I did. I gave them the tickets back before it was really stupid expensive. And then talk to us about the stadium you went to after that.
So our next stadium that we went to was Yankee Stadium, if I believe.
Yes.
We got to sit right by the Red Sox bullpen because it was a Red Sox versus Yankees game, which was awesome. The people we were nearby... Like, we were nearby, we were all, like, Red Sox fans, so, like, a couple of Yankees fans spread out, but it was mostly, like, one big Red Sox area. That was so cool. Like, I was having such a jolly old time. But, like, the lounges they had were cool. I liked the food. That Pepsi Lounge, right? It's called the Pepsi... No.
We had an opportunity to... It was by complete accident. I didn't realize, like, I would have bought the tickets no matter what. I didn't realize we had access to the Audi Club.
The Audi Club was, oh my God.
Where they had a nice little pregame buffet for us.
There's a picture that my dad took of me where I just have like two plates of food and I'm like having the silverware like I'm about to go like going on it. And that's one of my favorite pictures now. That and the Fenway Frank picture are my favorite pictures. But like the Audi Club was cool. The things I nitpick about Yankee Stadium is that I feel like they're taking more of a serious route. I feel like part of going to MLB games and baseball games, having fun with the audience. Like, the only, like, fun thing they actually did was, like, a couple of games on the screen. Because, like, they have no mascot. They don't really have, like, anything interesting going on. Like, me and you, like you said, Yankee Stadium is very vanilla, which I agree with fully. I feel like they can do better, but they're, like, taking it way too serious. Another thing is that the bullpen seats where we were, they were benches. Like, my back
literal
was...
Literal bleachers.
Like, my back hurt after that. It was, like, insane. And I didn't like that part.
Your
there.
Back hurt after that?
I say
you're 14 years old. Oh, my back is killing me.
Hey, not too much. I have bad posture. It's not my fault.
Yeah, but we're right there in the first row, at right behind the Red Sox bullpen, which was a lot of fun. And, of course, the Red Sox won that game, which made it even more fun.
Yup, and I got to see Jaron Duran right in front of me. Oh, my God, that was amazing.
And that was really when we decided we were going to do this thing because... You know, we got the tickets, and then we sort of got together and decided, hey, you want to just go to Philly the next night for that game? And that's what we did. Talk to me about Philly.
I love Philly so much. I feel like Philly was one of, despite me, like, not really liking the team that much, controversially, I feel like the stadium was really nice. I liked how it was like kind of sort of easy to walk through. And I don't know. I have a lot of positive experiences in Philly in general because we went to WrestleMania 40 there, which that made me like fall in love with Philly. And also like the Philly people are really nice. Like I was expected to get like beat up. But like I was standing in line for ice cream and this guy and me were both confused about the line. So I was like, okay, thank you for letting me go first. I appreciate that. So I get to go ring up my ice cream. I hear the guy behind me go, two ice creams, I'm paying first. And I went, oh. I said, thank you. You know, I came back and my dad's like, free ice cream. He was like, you get it free anyway. I'm like, no, this guy paid for my ice cream. He went, more money for me.
Yeah, because you had my credit card to pay for it.
I know. I don't got enough money for that right now.
I would say most people would say you didn't get the full Philly experience because that's not what Philadelphia is known for. I mean, they're known for booing Santa Claus and throwing batteries at referees. So it was interesting you got that good experience.
Well, I feel like it's just because, you know, I'm just that cool. Like people see me walking by and they're like, oh, my God. That's a really cool person who has a really cool dad, and she's going to every single MLB stadium ever. Let's give her free ice cream.
Now, of the stadiums you've seen so far, which one is your favorite?
My favorite? Heike, don't say I'm biased, but I think it's Fenway Park, but I think Baltimore or Philly comes at a close second.
And you get to experience, you know, how different ballparks do different things. When we were in Philly, you know, I'd go to the bathroom and I'd come back. They wouldn't let me back in until the at-bat was over.
Honestly, I think that's genius on their part because mm-hmm. at some point when we were at Fenway, we were sitting in these really cool seats of, like, we could see the field really well. Like, we were right near first base, I believe. And every, like, 5 seconds, because nobody was stopping these people from going, every 5 seconds our view would get obstructed by people going down the row. And I was, like, really, like, angry that night.
I mean, not only that, but you get a vendor selling a hot dog just standing right in front of you, and they just don't care.
They gotta make those big bucks. That's not their fault, but, like, at the same time, it is their fault, because why are the vendors... I feel like they gotta make a rule at Fenway where vendors and... Vendors can stay in one section, just not go in the rows during, like, in between plays. But, like, so say Durant hits and, like, or, like, at a pitcher change, they can do that. Or, like, in between innings. I feel like any part minus when the game's actually going on, I feel like they could actually do it. But, yeah.
What are you most excited for this year?
Okay, y'all. So, this summer... we're taking a trip down to Chicago. We're going to hit both Chicago parks, and we're hitting Milwaukee, too. So that's three. That's three. And then we're also going to hit up the Met Stadium in New York because that's close to us. And so we're hitting up four this year, which is crazy, but I feel like that's cool because that means more process on our run.
What stadium are you most excited to see this year?
I think the Chicago one that you're really hyping up.
Wrigley?
Yeah, Wrigley. Because, like, you were like, oh, my God, this is the oldest baseball stadium minus, like, Fenway. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. Look at these brick walls. Aren't they so cool? You're like, showing me them during the playoffs. And it was like, I was like, okay. And we're going there? He's like, maybe. We'll see. And now we're actually seeing it. And so I think that's why I'm most excited for Wrigley.
And you got to do something else this year that you got to go. You mentioned the playoffs. Talk about what you got to do this year.
Okay, so we actually went to Yankee Stadium twice because when the Red Sox got into the playoffs, we went back to Yankee Stadium and we high key got to like watch the game from a really good seat. It was like last minute tickets too. Like we didn't know we were doing it until like a couple of weeks beforehand or until they actually got into the playoffs.
Right, you had to wait for the team to get in the playoffs and you had to wait because it wasn't until the last day of the season that we knew they were going to be playing the Yankees in the first round.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm not really mad that they didn't. I feel like that's why I'm less mad that we got eliminated. I was just happy that we got into playoffs because the Red Sox last year were like, it was like sad.
Last few years
was sad. I feel like we got it this year. This upcoming season. But yeah, back to Yankee Stadium. I feel like that was one of the best games we went to because like we just got to troll the Yankees fans. I didn't like that guy who kept like jumping on his daughter though. That was kind of giving me sad eyes. I was like,
yeah, you run into. That's the beauty of this because you get to meet so many different people and you do run into some real weirdos.
I know. So I think my favorite part about that game though was I had like a bunch of Amazon gift cards, so I put like one of them into getting me and him matching Wally home run helmet shirts. I feel like those are that's the most funniest shirt I own, and I love it so much. And we got to wear them to the playoff game, and I was like, you know, I was kind of like tired, so I was sitting down, and like my dad's like, I got on TV, and I didn't even know it. I got on TV, and so you can just see Bob Heck wearing a Wally home run helmet shirt in a playoff game of Sox versus Yankees, and I think that's really funny.
You mentioned earlier that you enjoyed walking around Baltimore before the game. What other pre or post game experiences have you enjoyed the most?
So I feel like it was when you won that giveaway. So they did this giveaway where you can have lunch in the Red Sox bullpen. Dugout. And it was so cool because you got to bring your friend along, and we got a tour of Fenway. But before the tour of Fenway, we were just eating. Like, I was eating a Fenway Frank. And this was the game where Peyton Tole got called up to the main league. So we're just eating there. All of a sudden, we hear the door open. I'm like, who's it going to be? Out comes Peyton Tole. He looks at us. He goes, hey. And then goes to walk around the stadium. And I was like... And so we got up, because they roped off like part of it so we could walk on the field. And so we were just sitting there at the roped off area, and we got to watch him walk around and do his first walkthrough of Fenway. And that was probably one of the coolest moments I think I've ever had, period. Because this main league guy just coming up to the main leagues just casually says hi to us. I think even he was confused in that though. Like, why are these Red Sox fans eating in the dugout? It was like it was funny. I got my ball signed by him, and we took a picture. And then later on in the night, they posted a picture on social media, and it was like a snapshot of Tole, like being on the field for the first time. And in the background, you can see somewhat clearly because we're kind of blurry in the picture. You can see us waiting for Tole in that picture, and I looked at it, we were like, we did it. We got on the social media.
Morning Drive here on WTBR. Bob Heck here with you. My guest this morning is Ashley Heck. We are on a mission to try and get to all 30 major league ballparks before either you have kids or I die. So we will see how that works out. But we've hit 5 so far. We're talking about I had won this contest where you got to have lunch in the Red Sox dugout, and then you got seats that night. And, yeah, it was a really cool experience because that was the night that was Peyton Tole's major league debut. And, you know, just to have the opportunity to see this kid come up to the big leagues and to sort of be a fly on the wall and watch him as he's, you know, taking it all in the first time he's ever been at Fenway. And, yeah, that was a really awesome experience.
It was super cool. Like, I would do whatever it takes to relive that experience because I feel like it was really cool. And yeah.
That's really one of those once in a lifetime things for the most part. and that was even better because Paul Skeens was the starter for the Pirates. So it was like those two going at each other, and it was a good time until they lost the game. So. We're heading into what was your least favorite post or pre or post game experience?
So, honestly, it was after the Yankees and our first Yankees and Sox game, because high key, we had to wait for like a taxi or an Uber or whatever. So we went to this little party area, and I was just like freaking out because like it's the Bronx. I don't want to get like kidnapped or something. So I was like really scared in that moment, and like I don't know. I wanted to go home, not go home, but like go back to the hotel and like sleep, but we couldn't. And we had to. I just had to wait there as the jolly moments happened, and I was the only person unjolly, and yeah.
Yeah, you were quite unjolly. I thought like that was my favorite post game experience because I just thought, I mean, everyone was hugging each other, and like it wouldn't have been like that after the playoff game, but it was just a different experience, I thought.
I know. I just like, I don't think I like being hugged that much by.
Well, random people.
By
yeah.
random Bronx
men. But I mean,
men.
I was right there, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I just didn't really like it that much.
All right. Well, we're going to take a short time out now. We're at 7:55, 5 minutes before 8 o'clock. And we'll be back with Ashley Heck here on WTBR. And maybe we'll tell the story about how I was assaulted by a baby on the other side of the break here on Morning Drive on WTBR-FM.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at sondrini.com.
PCTV Select is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world. And it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV. Did we mention it's free? PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
Music education in the Pittsfield Public Schools builds skills for the future.
I love the true meaning of hard work because the flute is very challenging, but to play a whole song on the flute is amazing.
Music has made my life different in a few ways. First, I got to learn how to read music. Second, I got to know how to play an instrument that is complicated to learn because you can't look at the keys.
Students in music education know the true meaning of hard work and patience. Support your school's music program.
Hi, my name is Al Perlman, and I love jazz. Mostly jazz from the bebop and beyond period of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. I also love sharing my passion for jazz from my extensive jazz vinyl collection with listeners here in Berkshire County. So please join me on Sundays at 8 p.m. for my show Jazz Collector Live on WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
We are back here on Morning Drive just before 8 o'clock here on a Tuesday morning, and we're going to take a look at the forecasts here for the Berkshires.
Berkshire weather.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, sunny, cold with highs in the upper 20s. West wind around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy.
cold with lows around 7 above. West wind around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Cold with highs in the mid-20s. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Wind chill values as low as 5 below in the morning. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
We are at 3 whopping degrees here in Pittsfield. It feels below zero, but hey, what else is new the way things have been going lately around here? I'm super excited to be heading to Florida next week. Sorry, Ashley.
It's not nice.
And we're talking about our baseball experiences. Our goal is to get to all 30 MLB stadiums, and we are at 5 right now, and we will be at 9 at the end of this season. And it's going to be interesting because after this year, there could be a big prolonged work stoppage in Major League Baseball, so which will affect the 2027 season. So we don't know how that is going to go. So we'll sort of just wait and see and hope for the best.
Yes, hope and pray.
So talk about, I know we've gone to a bunch of baseball games.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about some of the other experiences you've been able to do as far as sporting events or sports entertainment events.
Oh, like in general?
Yeah.
So am I allowed to talk about Fenway Fest?
You can talk about whatever you want.
Oh, heck yeah. So last year we went to Fenway Fest, and that was like when I like really had first really started liking baseball the way I like it now. And I don't know.
After Fenway Fest?
Not really after Fenway Fest, but that was like the time that like I was like, I really like this.
Okay.
It was around that time. And so we were kind of upsetting Spaghetti that night because literally, so his favorite player at the time and my favorite player at the time, I miss you, Devers, they weren't going to be there. So we were like, aw, shucks, okay, drats. Well, I hope I really meet Yoshida at least. I liked Yoshida at the time. And so we went to this meet and greet. We got our thing signed by Rafaela. And do you remember who the other one was? Or
Grissom.
Grissom? Oh, yeah. So, and then, but like as soon as we walk in, I'm like, oh my God, it's Yoshida. Yoshida's taking photos. Yoshida's taking photos. I was like really jolly. I was like, ah! And then we got our photo taken with Yoshida and two other players. And I was, like, jolly. I was over the moon. And that was, like, the first meet and greet I had where I actually knew the players, which is actually insane because the other year, when it was still called Winter Weekend, and it was hosted at MGM over in Springfield, we had a lot more meet and greets. And apparently we met Roman Anthony.
We did.
And while we were waiting in line for one of the meet and greets, I was like, so who do you really, like, want to meet? Like, if you could have any player in one of these rooms, who would it be? And he was like, David Ortiz. I was like, oh, David Ortiz. I'm going to pretend like I know who that is at the time. Because, you know, literally in a page, I was in my Worcester Red Sox jersey that I got at the game that I never really got to watch. And then, like, but he was like, okay, guys, are you ready for the photo player? Introducing David Ortiz! And, like, my dad's like, I've never seen my dad fangirl or fanboy as yeah. much.
It takes a lot. It takes a lot to get me there.
Like, I don't think I've ever seen him as excited as he was. And I don't know. I feel like I was happy for him. Like, I can proudly say that I shook David Ortiz's hand, which is crazy. Because David Ortiz is a great fella.
Well, you didn't know who he was at the time.
Yeah, at the time
now you know plenty about him.
Yeah, now I know plenty about him because people don't stop talking about him in Boston, and it's great. The next year, which is the same year we met Yoshida, I was like, where are the odds we meet Ortiz again at some point? So we go to the kids, because every year they do a kids' Q&A. Technically, I was still, according to Red Sox standards, I was still technically a kid, so I could do it. And they have all these players come out, introducing the final player, David Ortiz. I was like, no freaking way. And like, so I was like, Dad, give me a question to ask, because I kind of asked a dumb question last year. He was, and he carried this a good question. He was like, how would you react? How do you withhold all of the negative media that draws towards you. Like, I asked a question, like I didn't take it from my dad, and the entire crowd and the players go, ooh. Like, I was like, I know, I created that all by myself. No, I didn't. I think it was Ref Schneider that answered it, I think.
Yeah.
It was Ref Schneider. Oh, I miss him, too. So, yeah, I feel like those are my top experiences with conventions that revolve around the Red Sox. Am I allowed to talk about other sports too? Or
you could talk about whatever you want. Okay, this is my show. I don't care.
Okay.
We don't have to keep it strictly to baseball.
I was asking a question. Okay. On the topic of conventions, when we were in Philly for the first time, we went, like I said, at the first half, we went to WrestleMania 40 for both nights. And we were walking back to the parking lot after the first night of WrestleMania. My dad was like, hey, I saw this sign for WrestleCon, which is like where you get to meet a bunch of like legends and former WWE players, WWE wrestlers. And he was like, do you want to do it? And I was like, if we can, yeah. So we end up going. I see Matt Cardona. I was like, I want to meet Matt Cardona. I want to meet the woo 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 guy. So we go up there, like, I'm so excited. Then I go, like, stiff. I'm, like, scared. I haven't met a wrestler in, like, a lot of years. I don't even know how much years it has been up to that point where I hadn't met a wrestler. So, you know, Matt Cardona is, like, trying to talk to me. I'm like, I get to hold this title. And I don't know, my hair and outfit were kind of good. So I think I looked good in all those pictures. So, yeah, met Matt Cardona. And then the second person we met, I think it was Dana Brooke.
Yes.
Asked by Allegiance, I think. She's called in TNA now. I'm not too sure. I don't really watch TNA that much. So, yeah, we met her. She complimented my hair. We talked about her fall at that WrestleMania where she fell in that tag team match on the ramp. And I don't know. She was really nice. And then I believe, do we meet the Girl Legends first or do we meet Ric Flair? I think it was Ric Flair first, right?
It was Ric Flair last.
It was Ric Flair last?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then the next people, because we saw Trish and Lita. I was like, oh my God, Dad, we have to. Like, these are the icons. So we meet Lita. I'm like kind of scared because I'm in my CM Punk shirt and Lita and CM Punk used to have some sort of chemistry or whatever. So, but yeah, she's really nice. And then we meet Trish Stratus. Oh my, Trish Stratus has been one of the nicest wrestlers I think I've ever met. Because she was like, we have to pay for individual, like,
oh yeah, you
photos.
Have to pay.
So, oh, we have to pay. You sound so disappointed. So we take a picture, me, Dad, and Trish. And Trish is like, oh, can I take a picture of just her? She didn't charge you for that, right?
Nope.
So we got another, like, free photo things, and it was, Trisha's just the nicest.
And she had a massive line, and, like,
She spent her time with everybody, and that was, like,
yeah, well, I almost felt bad that, you know, she wouldn't stop talking to you. You guys had, like, a 10-minute conversation.
Well, yeah, because she was like, hey, maybe one day I'll perform at WrestleMania in front of you, because I was talking about, oh, yeah, I like wrestling a lot. And she was like, she was so nice. I love Trish. And then we met Ric Flair. Ric Flair was incredibly expensive, I think. I think he was the most expensive one we met that night.
Yeah, he was.
You.
And it's Ric Flair.
It's Ric Flair. So, but literally, honestly, controversially, I don't think it was worth it that much. Because all we did, I mean, getting a picture of Ric Flair is something, but like, we didn't talk or anything. Like, we just like went up to him, like went to his table, posed. All right. Next.
Yeah, no, unsurprisingly, that was the most stale experience, but you kind of figured that was what was going to happen with
Ric Flair.
With Ric Flair, yeah.
I mean, we didn't have the worst Legends experience, like your fella Keith, who he was trying to talk to the Honky Tonk Man, because he was also there at WrestleCon and WrestleMania and all that fun stuff. He goes up to the Honky Tonk Man. He's like, hey, I paid for this picture. Let me get a picture first, and then you can eat your snack, because Honky Tonk Man is about to snack on, like, some sort of, like, trail mix thingy. So we get the picture. Keith is like, oh, yeah, so I run this wrestling podcast. Honky Tonk Man goes, bah. And it was so funny when Keith first told the story. And now I think we turned his memory into a running joke in our family. Like, even my Nana and Grandpa is saying it. Like I'll be, like, casually, like, okay, what's for dinner? Oh, we're having blah, blah, blah. I'll go, bah, and go back into my room. And that we just do that casually to each other. And that's, like, the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, we've gotten some inside jokes out of this. And tell us, yeah, go for it. Tell us about the other inside joke.
So...
which I don't know if we should be telling this, because when we say this at we're at local restaurants, people might actually know what we're talking about, but that's okay.
But you want me, what? With Corey jokes?
Yes.
Okay. So this is when he was still with the Astros at the time. There was this kid in front of us, and he was like, Corey Jokes, give me a ball, please. Please give me a ball, please. And we were just I feel bad, but we were like laughing at this kid the entire time he was doing it. Because
it was so obnoxious.
It was so obnoxious, but it was like in a funny way. And so now whenever we see like an obnoxious kid in public or we see like a crying kid, we'll go, we'll like turn to each other, like lean in, Corey Jokes. And it's the most peak thing ever. That's my, you know, it's over when the heck see a crying baby in a Target.
Yeah, it's he was with the Chicago. We were excited. Oh, maybe we'll get to go see him when we go to Chicago. Now he's on Chicago. He's not anywhere anymore. You might, I don't know where he's gonna end up. So we'll see. All right, it is 11 minutes after 8 o'clock here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Morning Drive. My guest this morning is my daughter, Ashley. We're talking about baseball and some of the other cool stuff we did. Before we'll close with the story about me being assaulted by a baby at Fenway Park. But talk to us about another cool experience you had recently at the Mass Mutual Center.
At the Mass Mutual Center?
Yeah.
Is this...
Monday Night Raw.
Raw. I was like thinking we're getting to that point. Like, Mass Mutual is a really cool place. So we were coming back from a Red Sox game, and I was like, I really want to go to Monday Night Raw, because this might be the only last chance I get to see Raw before like ever, because Raw is getting more and more expensive, and the tickets were obnoxious. But then, like, because it was like the day, it was literally the Monday of Monday Night Raw. It was like insane, and so, like. My mom's like, okay, I'll lock in for you guys real quick. And so we get the tickets, right? Apparently they're like, I don't know how much they were. And so we get to the thing. I'm thinking, oh, mom said it was like not that good seats, but like there's still seats. So I didn't really care. I was just happy to be there. We go to our seats, right? These seats were not bad at all. We were right on the ramp. Like, we were, like, they had, like, that cool stage for whatever reason. Like, there's, like, seats on the side, and then the rest of us come out here. And, like, we were right on that row. And I saw before main event started, which is, like, the pre-show to most, like, weekly WWE shows, there, I'm like, oh, there's a seat down there. I think I'm going to move down there for main event. And when the people for those tickets actually come, I'll come back to you. So I ended up staying there the entire show because those people did not come. And I was like, well, this is my seat now. I'm getting good seats to this. So I'm on, like, every single entrance of that thing. I got yelled at by Ivy Nile. I got a handshake by Alicia Taylor. Like, I got to do this in front of EO. And she did it back, and we were giggling with each other. And I don't know. That's like girlhood 101 right there. And I don't know. It was a really fun night. And... I got to see CM Punk and AJ Lee, which are my favorite wrestlers right now. So,
there was also John Cena's last appearance on the Goodbye Tour, I should say.
The Goodbye. Actually, it's called the Retirement Tour.
Retirement Tour.
It's called the
whatever.
Retirement Tour. But yeah, we got to see John Cena. And that's the last time we're ever going to see John Cena because there's no way we're ever going to meet him again. But yeah, that was really cool. You can hear me shouting on his... last Springfield entrance, and it's kind of cool to be part of history like that. And yeah, I miss you, Cena.
8:14 now, a little while longer to go here with Ashley Heck this morning, and there was something else I was going to ask, and I completely forgot. you know, it's weird that we're sitting here talking about baseball as we're a few days before the Super Bowl that the New England Patriots are going to play in. How come, like, you never got into football at all?
I don't know. I just don't think I really understand it that well. Like, I feel like I've tried to get into it. Just like, okay, maybe if I get into this, maybe Bob Heck will be enthused. I just, like, couldn't. Like, I feel like football has, like, a lot more, like, rules. But, like, I don't think I'm, like, willing to go all out. Like, there's some sports that I'm not a huge fan of hockey, but, like, I'll still watch it. But, like, football is just, like, a no-go for me, I feel. Like, it's kind of confusing for me.
Well, what do you like about hockey?
I like how dangerous it is. So, don't get me wrong, but, like, I like how dangerous it is because, like, it's kind of impressive to be beating each other up and, like, trying to, like, slap pucks into a goal. It's basically soccer, but on ice skates and with sticks. And instead of a ball, it's a puck. Like, it's kind of cool how people are able to do that for a living and not, like, die from it. Because, like, I don't know. I would, like, be way too scared to do that myself, so.
Yeah, it was funny because we went to a Thunderbirds game a few weeks back, and they had the meet and greets after the game. And, I'm going to clock that to you, Ash.
No.
So during the game, Ashley says, oh, yeah, we'll do the hockey players aren't that good looking because, you know, she only sees them wearing the helmets and all that stuff. But you realized during the meet and greet you were wrong, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to talk about it. I think I saw, like, 5 hot guys during that.
Come on.
It's okay. It's okay. I can see that. There was, like, 5 good-looking fellas in that. I don't know. I think I was wrong about my statement. Just a tiny smidge.
So what was the most interesting story from a baseball game or an event you've been to?
The most interesting?
Yeah.
Is this where I talk about the baby? Or
go ahead.
Okay, I can talk about the baby now. So we were at, I think this was my first Sox versus Yankees game, like, ever.
Yeah, probably.
Like, it wasn't that long ago. So, you know, we were in our usual seats. There was, like, these French Yankees fans behind us. And, you know, my dad being the Boston Red Sox fan guy he is, would stand up if we, like, hit a baseball, if he hit the ball. Or, like, if a player is, like, beginning to run just to see what happens. Because, like, he wants to get hyped. And the people behind us start talking trash about him in English and in France. You know, Bob had a few of those Samuel Adams and stuff.
Oh, come on. You didn't need to bring that up.
Hey. I'm letting them know that you aren't usually this confrontational.
But I'll be confrontational if it's... if someone's asking me to do something stupid, like don't stand up and cheer at a baseball game, that's stupid. That's unreasonable.
So that's what you say, Samuel Adams. So, yeah, and they had a baby with them. So I think it was when we were doing the wave.
Yeah, it was during the wave.
We go wee, and then his dad begins to sit down. He's like, psh. The fans hit my father with the baby. They use their baby as a weapon. I don't know if that's safe or not. Like, get that baby help? ?
Yeah, no, it was the weirdest thing. Like, they were upset that I stood up and cheered during a single.
There's
you know,
a couple
so
of haters.
We can't see anything. I'm like, well,
stand up too.
Yeah, it's a single. You know, she's like, oh, it's a single. It's not that big of a deal. And I'm like, well. If it's not that big of a deal, then you don't really need to see the whole thing, do you?
Ooh.
And we're just going, we went back and forth the whole night until the wave happened. And then I got hit with a baby. I, like, couldn't believe it. I turned to you. I'm like, did I just get hit by a baby? Like, what is going on here?
And, like, what made it worse is that he kept going on after that, too. Like, he was like, they were going back and forth. And he's like, I'm going to punch you. The French, not him, the French guy. He was like, I'm going to punch you. I'm going to beat you up. I'm going to spit on you. I'm going to, But then they made up. They hugged. They're bro Nacho. They didn't hug, guys.
We're
not that kind of Yankees fans. But no, it was kind of weird. And then that's like the number one story I bring up when we talk about Fenway Park and babies and yeah, and Yankees fans and yeah.
And tell people about the seats that we have at Fenway Park.
Oh my God, our seats are so cool. So we didn't get right by the thing because like it was like one seat because we have to let those solo people come to the game too. So we got two seats that are like one seat away from the visitors' bullpen. Like, we're right on that side, and we have a nice view of the stadium. Like, we can see the entire field, so we will know every play that's happening. Like, we don't have to be like, "What's happening? I can't see behind this pole." Like, it's probably the best seats you can probably find in Fenway. And we got that for season tickets. So that's, if we didn't buy our own tickets, then that's where we're going to be for every season ticket game. And that's cool, because I love my seats. And yeah.
Except when you can get better seats, right?
Oh, when I can get better seats. When you know it's over when Bob Heck pulls up SeatGeek in the middle of a Fenway Park Boston Red Sox game, bro. Because what he'll do is that he'll scavenge around what seats are open, so he makes sure he isn't taking somebody else's seat. Because then, like, the security Karens will come down and be like, "You have to get back to your seat. You can't be here or else we'll kick you out." You know it's over when the red shirts come by. So, the red polo shirts. But yeah, so we'll, like, get better seats. And also, like, sometimes if we want to stay an extra night, we'll, like, he'll look to see what ticket, like, what last-minute tickets have really good views. And, like, we'll probably go to that game. Like, it really depends on how we're feeling.
Although it's the best when you get the rainouts.
The rainouts? Oh, my God.
I mean, they're not the best. It's like when you get there and all of a sudden, you know, the forecast is like, maybe, maybe not. And maybe. Then you get crushed.
You get crushed. It's crazy. But I feel like the makeup games are great because when we went, like, my first ever Red Sox, like, second Fenway Park game, I think, got completely rained out. So we got a makeup game later on that year. And it was kind of crazy because a guy who was it catcher or pitcher?
Catcher. It was Danny catcher. Jansen.
That's what I thought. A catcher who was on the original team got traded to our team midway through the year. So he started off that game as a member of one team, and then at the makeup game, he went over to our game, and there was, like, nobody there at that makeup game. It was awesome. I don't think there was, right?
No, not a lot of people. And we actually bought tickets for the second game of that doubleheader, too, so.
Yes, so it was like a win-win.
Yeah, no, so Danny Jansen, who played for Toronto, and this game was like a late April, early May game.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And we got there. They played like an inning and a half. And I think I looked at the radar and I said, "Ashley, we better get ready to run." And run, read. Oh, that was your. Oh, before we get into the Danny Jansen stuff, and we've got about 7.5 minutes to go. Talk about your least favorite experience at a baseball game ever.
Oh,
because this was the same game.
God. So that night it was Big Al night. Oh my God, it's Big Al night. Oh my God. Who was like this girl celebrity? I don't know who she is. I don't really care who she is that much either. Big Al, don't sue me if you're hearing this. I don't really care if you're hearing this. So and there was like these bunch of like girls running around at the like inside this like the cover up area and Fenway when there's a rain delay, like just dancing, being obnoxious, getting drunk, having way too many White Claws and pina coladas and stuff. I don't think they serve White Claws at. Not White Claws. I don't think they serve pina coladas at.
No, they don't serve pina coladas.
Hey, I was close enough. They drink the bougie stuff like that. Except the White Claws. They probably drink only White Claws. So I was like getting really stressed because like I don't want these girls wearing really cropped shirts like pushing into me. Like I'm not trying to get up in that, you know? So I was stressed. I was like holding my Fenway Park chicken tenders, because this is before the Fenway Frank era. I was using my childness against, because I was like 12 at the time. I was in the 7th grade. So I was holding my chicken tenders like this. I was like, let us through, please. Like tears, like, please let us through. And it worked. People felt bad for us. We got to a table, and like I was like, oh, let me out of this game. And I think that's why it was, like, so, like, cleared out, too, at that makeup game, too. Because the woman knew Big Al wasn't going to be there. So they're like, no Big Al, no Red Sox game. So it was the best.
No, plus it was, like, a Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock. But, I mean, the cool part about that was Danny Jansen was playing for Toronto at the time. Got traded to the Red Sox. And for... And this is what's cool about baseball. This is why baseball is romantic and things like that. Danny Jansen was on both teams at the same time for 30 seconds because there's a protocol. Like, you have to announce the defensive change, and then you announce the pitch. Because he was the batter at the time, too. He was the hitter that when the game got rained out, so they had to do a pinch hitter for him because he wasn't on the team anymore. And that had never happened in baseball history. So
we're historic people.
Yeah. And Call Me Daddy, I believe, is her podcast, that Big Al.
Yeah, I think I'll pass.
But yeah, that was very interesting, and you were not having a good time.
I was not jolly. I hated that. Oh my god, I hated that rain delay so much.
Well, even when we went up top and they were playing the crappy music and they were playing like the Taylor Swift stuff, and it's like, oh my god, just cancel this game.
Yes, no, it was so bad. It was terrible. I'd never want to relive that ever again. That is the worst Fenway Park experience I've ever had. It was terrible. Like, believe me when I say this, that it was bad and terrible. And just imagine a bunch of drunk 20-year-olds running around, 20-year-old girls running around dancing to Taylor Swift. Love story.
Other cool Fenway experiences you have. What'd you think of the Royal Rooters Club?
The Royal Rooters Club. It was cool. I liked it. I liked the memorabilia. My dad gave me like a tour guide history lesson. Oh, this is the same base that the David Ortiz
Dave Roberts.
Hey, I know I was making an example.
Okay.
I was making an example. I forgot what was there. Okay. It's been a hot second since I've been there. Give me a second. Anyway. Sorry, guys. I had to talk to my dad real quick. So, yeah. I really liked it. The food was really good. We went there a few times, actually.
And then a couple times, yeah.
The nachos there. Holy. Me and Bob Heck can tag team some Royal Rooters nachos. Don't even get us started. Holy.
Favorite ballpark food?
So on a bunch of my social media pages, my profile picture is the first game we went to this year, and it's me like holding a Fenway Frank like this, going like, and that's my favorite picture of all time. And also, I think that's why Fenway Franks are my favorite baseball food. That and ice cream, bro. Give me a Fenway Frank in one hand, ice cream hat in another, I'm set.
Yeah, talk to us about how you're keeping track of the ballparks we go to.
So I'm getting an ice cream hat from every single park we go to. And because obviously we didn't know we were doing this for Houston or Baltimore, I got those for Christmas. Because, like, at the time, I was like, ice cream and a baseball hat. Who does that? And now I'm like,
everybody does that.
And now I'm like, baseball helmet, ice cream. Ah! And I don't know. That's really cool. And yeah, that's how I'm keeping track. And I have them all up on, like, my memorabilia thing in my desk. I have, like, a box full of, like, Red Sox things, because I got it for my family Christmas. And so I just use it to store Red Sox things. Like, I have my Devers jersey in there, and on top is all the ice cream helmets. So, yeah.
So you're going to keep the Devers jersey in there? You're not going to have somebody rip the Devers off of it so you could wear it for Marcelo Meyer? He changed to that number, right?
Yeah, it was Marcelo Meyer, but I don't know. I feel like I want to keep the Devers.
Okay.
Because, like, I don't want to go through all that effort to get it changed, and like, I'm set with my Duran jersey as long as he doesn't get traded.
For now,
as long as he doesn't get traded, and as long as I don't cry, we're good.
And you had the opportunity to meet him last year, right?
Yes. So Duran does this really cool thing where, like, most of the time, unless he's not like feeling it or like he needs to take like personal day or something, he'll like come out after the game after he works out for like an hour or so. We can see him through the window, which is kind of weird. I feel like I'm stalking him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he like the window where like the gym and stuff is. Mm-hmm. You can see him like working out in there. He like stretches and works out there in first, and then like an hour or so later, he'll come out and he'll go through the entire line, signing things, taking pictures. He's a nice guy. I can see that Jaren Duran touched my shoulder. Oh my god.
Well, Ashley, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem.
I'm sure we'll talk more as we get closer and closer to our goal of hitting 30 Major League stadiums. Bill Sturgeon, he's going to be doing the show tomorrow, so I'll have the day off. Bill's doing a show live from Taconic High School tomorrow. He's going to be joining us about once a month. doing the shows from Taconic High School. So thank you so much for tuning in this morning. Stay warm. Oh, my God, we're down to 1 degree. It's ridiculous. So we will talk to you next week here on Morning Drive.
Bye.
Here on WTBR. Thanks for tuning in.